This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know who was more excited to get out of the house this morning, me or the kids, because our first stop was coming downtown Minneapolis, not so they could hang out at the radio station. They enjoy doing that too, right? But it was time for Doors Open Minneapolis. And we had so much fun last year going to the downtown post office inside the Dayton's building. I had heard Adam Carter bragging about that place forever. And, you know, it was closed by the time I got here. So I've never been inside of this mythical, magical place. And I got in because of Doors Open Minneapolis. What is it? And how can you get excited and get to joining in and come on downtown, put on your walking shoes and go in and out of these historic buildings? Well, Heidi Swank from Rethos is here to tell us all about it. And she's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, Miss Heidi, thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Shaletta. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, my God. It was so fun seeing you. I was at the kickoff rooftop downtown Minneapolis. But for those folks who don't know what Doors Open is, let's back the train all the way up and talk about it.
Sure. So Doors Open Minneapolis is a chance to get a behind-the-scenes look at over 100 venues across the city of Minneapolis. These are everything from City Hall to the Minneapolis Club to the Spokesman Recorder. There are a ton of excellent venues, and it's not just the usual stuff you see, but you actually get tours behind the scenes.
Okay. And so how long has this been going on? Because this is like my third year, like hanging out and taking the kids and enjoying it. Because the first year I didn't know what to expect. So I came by myself and then I was like, oh, no, I need to bring my babies. And so Cameron came last year. It was just me and her, mom and girl, a girl's day downtown. We went over to, you know, have lunch after. And then I did my show and it was just, we made a day out of it. And we came back home talking so good about it. Then the boys wanted to come. So I had all the kids with me today.
Yay, that's great. Yeah, no, it's a great family event. I mean, Hennepin Healthcare's Teddy Bear Clinic is open. So if you've got adults or kids, if you've got that teddy bear that has a little boo-boo, you can come by and they will fix her on up. But it's a great chance for families to get out. I say I've been biking all over downtown Minneapolis today, seeing tons of families with a little Doors Open sticker on there. So I know they're here to go see some cool things in their city.
And, you know, it's just so awesome. You know, when I left over where we were this morning, I drove to work and I was like, it looks like a weekday. It looks like a work weekday. So many people are downtown hanging out, meeting up with folks. But, you know, this is my thing. There's so many things that I want to see. I can't get to all 100 of them. Talk to me about how we can handicap this list and where can people find the list?
So you can find the list on our website at doorsopenminneapolis.org. You can look, that's where you get the map. You can also download free transit passes. There's also a list of free parking spaces. So around the city to park for free to make it all easy because this whole thing is free. That's the big thing is it's free. So doorsopenminneapolis.org is where you can find all of that stuff, all the venues, all those cool things happening this weekend in Minneapolis.
And it's running today and tomorrow. What are the hours?
Right. So both days, it's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So
okay.
Today and tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. So talk to me, because the list is always so amazing. What are you most excited about? Which buildings are on the list? And I'm going to tell you, for us, it was being able to go over to that downtown post office. You know, Milo's son, Brandon, mm-hmm. said, you know, he's been saying for years he wants to be a mailman because he loves dogs. So he thinks in his mind the dogs chase the mailman, and he's fine with that. To being over to get in there, you know, again, Dayton's was like way up on my list of priorities,
mm-hmm.
So that I could see the inside of this building, that, you know, this department store that everybody's been talking about, everybody that I love who was born and raised here grew up in that store. But what are some of the things that you're so excited about? Because every year you guys add new buildings so that people can go inside and check them out.
So my favorite one, and it was my favorite one both years, because I am such a nerd for how cities work, and it's not even indoors, it's outdoors. It's the manhole cover downtown that you get. They have run CCTV underneath it, and you can see how what's happening underneath the city as you walk around here. It's an amazing stop. It's my favorite one. I've been there twice already today.
Okay, see, that's called stalking. You're a stalker.
That's true.
But, you know, folks are texting me right now and sending me DMs, and they want to know, are these tours guided, or can you just go in whenever you want, as long as it's between the 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. timeline, or is it just different depending on the buildings?
It just depends on the building. Some of them are guided. Like, I was just at the Minneapolis Club, and they have guided tours. And then I stopped off at the Rand, and they have a floor where things are open, and you can go take a look at your own speed and on your own. So it really just varies as to the venue. But the thing to look for when you come to the venues is to look for that table. There are two volunteers there with light blue shirts on that say Doors Open Minneapolis. And they're the folks who can give you all the directions and give you all that information on site for where to find the cool stuff in each of the buildings.
And, you know, you all have been amazing about curating a diverse list. You know, one of the places that we're excited to go and hang out at is the Cedar Cultural Center.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just, you know, Dayton's and the Star Tribune and the Federal Reserve Bank and, you know, the downtown post office, but you made sure with the spokesman recorder in the Cedar Cultural Center that, you know, all of Minneapolis is represented. I'm guessing that was intentional.
Definitely intentional, and something that we really strive for. And I will also give a shout out to our staffer, Viva Yang, because we've been really trying to reach out to folks who are not English dominant. And he is fluent in Hmong, and we were able to do some advertising in Hmong, and we also did some advertising in Spanish. So we're really trying to reach out to everybody because we know that everybody loves Minneapolis, and like the ways in which everyone interacts with Minneapolis, we want to make that more available to more people.
Okay, somebody's texting me again. Give us the website so they can go and download all the spots and places and make their list and check it twice and take their family. Because I'm telling you, if you don't, I'm going to just tell you from somebody who did it the first year without a list, it's overwhelming because there's so many amazing places that you'll want to visit. So for us, the way we tackle it is we downloaded everything, we printed it out, the kids and I went over it, and we tried to stay in like the little zones, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so today we're going to be in one zone, and tomorrow we're going to be in a different zone because we wanted to do the downtown area today. But you all have spots that are outside of downtown. So this is not necessarily Doors Open Minneapolis, downtown Minneapolis. This is all of Minneapolis.
It is all of Minneapolis. And so, yeah, if you go to Doors Open Minneapolis, Minneapolis all spelled out, so doorsopenminneapolis.org, you will be able to get access to all of the venues. And there's also a Plan Your Weekend tab. And if you click on that, that's where you can find some curated tours. You can get that Metro Transit pass. You can find out where you can park your car for free. And that's all over the city. So, yeah, it's not just downtown Minneapolis. It's all of Minneapolis.
And, you know, one of the things that I noticed is your partnerships. You know, you, it's free for us, but it ain't free for everybody else, because folks got to staff it. They got to turn the lights on. They got to turn the water on. The bathrooms have to work. And so you've got an amazing group of partners, and I don't want you to leave here without talking to us about the relationships that you made that allow this to be free.
Right. And that's what we would really love to get out, the word out, is that without Comcast, they're our major sponsor. They're our presenting sponsor of Doors Open since it started in 2019. And they have been amazing. I mean, it was this year that they also provided us free production of some new videos. We were able to get that Hmong video out to the Hmong community, and like all of that because of Comcast. We really could not do that without, do this without their support.
Well, I thank you for your support and your commitment to making sure this event goes off without a hitch. I tell you, every building we went in, there were two volunteers at the table. They were smiling. They were excited. They had information. They were directing folks to where they needed to be and helping lost souls like me, because I don't read numbers all the way like I need to. So I'm at 113, and we were supposed to be at 223. I'm like, no, it's supposed to be right here. The kids were like, Mama, let me see. Oh, it says 223. We at 113. I was like, oh, baby, Mama's so sorry. And once we got to where we needed to be, Heidi, I tell you, we had us a time. But, you know, it's so important that we print that or download it somewhere in our device. I'm an old lady, so I like to print it on paper and scratch through stuff once I've been there. Because, again, it is all over the city of Minneapolis, and I don't want folks to get overwhelmed.
Right. Yeah. Pick some areas, go see some stuff, and know that it will be here next year. So you don't have to see everything this year. There'll be more next year and the year after that and the year after that. It will always be here.
Girl. You know, I'm OCD. I want to see everything on today. So I'm going to do 50 places today.
Good luck. Let me know.
Girl, the tread on my sketches will be zero. Okay. I will be, my feet will actually be touching the ground, because we are doing a lot of walking. Heidi Swank with Rethos, thank you so much for Doors Open Minneapolis and putting this on with the spirit of excellence. And I don't know where you found those volunteers, but I tell you, they are good with special needs children. They are patient. They were smiling the whole time. It didn't matter that my kids asked them the same thing 15 times. They answered it, and they were just so sweet to us. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And our volunteers do really make this event.
Yes, they do. Well, you guys, make it out. It is Doors Open Minneapolis today and tomorrow throughout Minneapolis. It's free. Who doesn't like free stuff? My kids thought I paid for it. I didn't tell them. They were like, Mom, how much were the tickets? I was like, that's not your business. You don't need to know. You stay out of my pockets. You just know. Thank you, Mom. I swear, they thought I paid for it. I'm not, don't, if y'all see them in the street, don't say nothing. Okay, because they think I paid big money for that. Because we had us a time. The kids will enjoy it. That teddy bear clinic. Some of the faces, places have face painting. We saw a little girl running across the street, and she had a face paint. And my kids looked at me like, where's the face paint? I was like, look, we coming back tomorrow. Mama got to go to work, okay? You want to go to the face painting? We going to go tomorrow. Just cool out. We got it. So it's not too late. Get down here at 5, and then by 5, and then tomorrow again, 10 to 5. Weather's going to be beautiful. It is a beautiful event. Get your beautiful self down here and check it out. We'll be back.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk.
June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know who was more excited to get out of the house this morning, me or the kids, because our first stop was coming downtown Minneapolis, not so they could hang out at the radio station. They enjoy doing that too, right? But it was time for Doors Open Minneapolis. And we had so much fun last year going to the downtown post office inside the Dayton's building. I had heard Adam Carter bragging about that place forever. And, you know, it was closed by the time I got here. So I've never been inside of this mythical, magical place. And I got in because of Doors Open Minneapolis. What is it? And how can you get excited and get to joining in and come on downtown, put on your walking shoes and go in and out of these historic buildings? Well, Heidi Swank from Rethos is here to tell us all about it. And she's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, Miss Heidi, thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Shaletta. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, my God. It was so fun seeing you. I was at the kickoff rooftop downtown Minneapolis. But for those folks who don't know what Doors Open is, let's back the train all the way up and talk about it.
Sure. So Doors Open Minneapolis is a chance to get a behind-the-scenes look at over 100 venues across the city of Minneapolis. These are everything from City Hall to the Minneapolis Club to the Spokesman Recorder. There are a ton of excellent venues, and it's not just the usual stuff you see, but you actually get tours behind the scenes.
Okay. And so how long has this been going on? Because this is like my third year, like hanging out and taking the kids and enjoying it. Because the first year I didn't know what to expect. So I came by myself and then I was like, oh, no, I need to bring my babies. And so Cameron came last year. It was just me and her, mom and girl, a girl's day downtown. We went over to, you know, have lunch after. And then I did my show and it was just we made a day out of it. And we came back home talking so good about it. Then the boys wanted to come. So I had all the kids with me today.
Yay, that's great. Yeah, no, it's a great family event. I mean, Hennepin Healthcare's Teddy Bear Clinic is open. So if you've got adults or kids, if you've got that teddy bear that has a little boo-boo, they, you can come by and they will fix her on up. But it's a great chance for families to get out. I say I've been biking all over downtown Minneapolis today, seeing tons of families with a little Doors Open sticker on there. So I know they're here to go see some cool things in their city.
And, you know, it's just so awesome. You know, when I left over where we were this morning, I drove to work and I was like, it looks like a weekday. It looks like a work weekday. So many people are downtown hanging out, meeting up with folks. But, you know, this is my thing. There's so many things that I want to see. I can't get to all 100 of them. Talk to me about how we can handicap this list and where can people find the list?
So you can find the list on our website at doorsopenminneapolis.org. You can look, that's where you get the map. You can also download free transit passes. There's also a list of free parking spaces. So around the city to park for free to make it all easy because this whole thing is free. That's the big thing is it's free. So doorsopenminneapolis.org is where you can find all of that stuff, all the venues, all those cool things happening this weekend in Minneapolis.
And it's running today and tomorrow. What are the hours?
Right. So both days, it's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So
okay.
Today and tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. So talk to me, because the list is always so amazing. What are you most excited about? Which buildings are on the list? And I'm going to tell you, for us, it was being able to go over to that downtown post office. You know, my little son, Brandon, said, you know, he's been saying for years he wants to be a mailman because he loves dogs. So he thinks in his mind the dogs chase the mailman, and he's fine with that. To being over to get in there, you know, again, Dayton's was like way up on my list of priorities, so that I could see the inside of this building, that, you know, this department store that everybody's been talking about, everybody that I love who was born and raised here, grew up in that store. But what are some of the things that you're so excited about? Because every year you guys add new buildings so that people can go inside and check them out.
So my favorite one, and it was my favorite one both years, because I am such a nerd for how cities work, and it's not even indoors, it's outdoors. It's the manhole cover downtown that you get. They have run CCTV underneath it, and you can see how the what's happening underneath the city as you walk around here. It's an amazing stop. It's my favorite one. I've been there twice already today.
Okay, see, that's called stalking. You're a stalker.
That's true.
But, you know, folks are texting me right now and sending me DMs, and they want to know, are these tours guided, or can you just go in whenever you want, as long as it's between the 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. timeline, or is it just different depending on the buildings?
It just depends on the buildings. Some of them are guided. Like, I was just at the Minneapolis Club, and they have guided tours. And then I stopped off at the Rand, and they have a floor where things are open, and you can go take a look at your own speed and on your own. So it really just varies as to the venue. But the thing to look for when you come to the venues is to look for that table. There are two volunteers there with light blue shirts on that say Doors Open Minneapolis. And they're the folks who can give you all the directions and give you all that information on site for where to find the cool stuff in each of the buildings.
And, you know, you all have been amazing about curating a diverse list. You know, one of the places that we're excited to go and hang out at is the Cedar Cultural Center.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just, you know, Dayton's and the Star Tribune and the Federal Reserve Bank and, you know, the downtown post office, but you made sure with the spokesman recorder in the Cedar Cultural Center that, you know, all of Minneapolis is represented. I'm guessing that was intentional.
Definitely intentional, and something that we really strive for. And I will also give a shout out to our staffer, Viva Yang, because we've been really trying to reach out to folks who are not English dominant. And he is fluent in Hmong, and we were able to do some advertising in Hmong. And we also did some advertising in Spanish. So we're really trying to reach out to everybody because we know that everybody loves Minneapolis, and like the ways in which everyone interacts with Minneapolis, we want to make that more available to more people.
Okay, somebody's texting me again. Give us the website so they can go and download all the spots and places and make their list and check it twice and take their family. Because I'm telling you, if you don't, I'm going to just tell you from somebody who did it the first year without a list, it's overwhelming because there's so many amazing places that you'll want to visit. So for us, the way we tackle it is we downloaded everything, we printed it out, the kids and I went over it, and we tried to stay in like the little zones, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so today we're going to be in one zone, and tomorrow we're going to be in a different zone because we wanted to do the downtown area today. But you all have spots that are outside of downtown, so this is not necessarily Doors Open Minneapolis, downtown Minneapolis. This is all of Minneapolis.
It is all of Minneapolis. And so, yeah, if you go to Doors Open Minneapolis, Minneapolis all spelled out, so doorsopenminneapolis.org, you will be able to get access to all of the venues. And there's also a Plan Your Weekend tab. And if you click on that, that's where you can find some curated tours. You can get that Metro Transit pass. You can find out where you can park your car for free. And that's all over the city. So, yeah, it's not just downtown Minneapolis. It's all of Minneapolis.
And, you know, one of the things that I noticed is your partnerships. You know, you it's free for us, but it ain't free for everybody else because folks got to staff it. They got to turn the lights on. They got to turn the water on. The bathrooms have to work. And so you've got an amazing group of partners. And I don't want you to leave here without talking to us about the relationships that you made that allow this to be free.
Right. And that's what we would really love to get out the word out is that without Comcast, they're our major sponsor. They're our presenting sponsor of Doors Open since it started in 2019. And they have been amazing. I mean, it was this year that they also provided us free production of some new videos. We were able to get that Hmong video out to the Hmong community and like all of that because of Comcast. We really could not do that without do this without their support.
Well, I thank you for your support and your commitment to making sure this event goes off without a hitch. I tell you, every building we went in, there were two volunteers at the table. They were smiling. They were excited. They had information. They were directing folks to where they needed to be and helping lost souls like me because I don't read numbers all the way like I need to. So I'm at 113 and we were supposed to be at 223. I'm like, no, it's supposed to be right here. The kids were like, Mama, let me see. Oh, it says 223. We at 113. I was like, oh, baby, Mama's so sorry. And once we got to where we needed to be, Heidi, I tell you, we had us a time. But, you know, it's so important that we print that or download it somewhere in our device. I'm an old lady, so I like to print it on paper and scratch through stuff once I've been there. Because, again, it is all over the city of Minneapolis. And I don't want folks to get overwhelmed.
Right. Yeah. Pick some areas, go see some stuff and know that it will be here next year. So you don't have to see everything this year. There'll be more next year and the year after that and the year after that. It will always be here.
Girl, you know, I'm OCD. I want to see everything on today. So I'm going to do 50 places today.
Good luck. Let me know.
Girl, the tread on my sketches will be zero. Okay. My feet will actually be touching the ground because we are doing a lot of walking. Heidi Swank with Rethos, thank you so much for Doors Open Minneapolis and putting this on with the spirit of excellence. And I don't know where you found those volunteers, but I tell you, they are good with special needs children. They are patient. They were smiling the whole time. It didn't matter that my kids asked them the same thing 15 times. They answered it, and they were just so sweet to us. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And our volunteers do really make this event.
Yes, they do. Well, you guys, make it out. It is Doors Open Minneapolis today and tomorrow throughout Minneapolis. It's free. Who doesn't like free stuff? My kids thought I paid for it. I didn't tell them. They were like, Mom, how much were the tickets? I was like, that's not your business. You don't need to know. You stay out of my pockets. You just know. Thank you, Mom. I swear they thought I paid for it. I'm not. No, if y'all see them in the street, don't say nothing. Okay, because they think I paid big money for that. Because we had us a time. The kids will enjoy it. That teddy bear clinic. Some of the faces, places have face painting. We saw a little girl running across the street and she had a face paint. And my kids looked at me like, where's the face paint? I was like, look, we coming back tomorrow. Mama got to go to work, okay? You want to go to the face painting? We going to go tomorrow. Just cool out. We got it. So it's not too late. Get down here at 5 and then by 5 and then tomorrow again, 10 to 5. Weather's going to be beautiful. It is a beautiful event. Get your beautiful self down here and check it out. We'll be back.